Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God. We thank each and everyone for their patience. Amen. I'd like to share is coming from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him did not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We're binding up anything and everything that's trying to hinder this broadcast from being clear, Father God. But Father God, we know you're working things out. As Pastor shared, we want your will to be done, Father God. Lord, we ask that you bless all those that are listening, those that called in, those that are listening by internet, Father God. We ask that you will just continue to bless each and every one, those that participate, bless our pastor as he teaches this word today, Father God. Lord, we just give you thanks for this day. We're thanking you for your word, Father God. We're just thanking you, Father God, for all things, Father God. We ask that you be with all those that are sick and shut in. We know you are a healer. Your word says, by your stripes we are healed, Father God. And Father God, all we have to do is believe your word as what it says. We ask that you be with those who are bereaved, those that are going through. You say you'll keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to stand on the word of God. Help us to meditate on this word day and night so that when we are going through, we have the word of God to stand on and to be encouraged, and help us to encourage one another, Father God, no matter what they're going through, no matter where they live at, no matter where they come from. Let us continue, Lord, to show that love, that godly love that Pastor is teaching us, Father God. And we just want to give you thanks, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Hey, brothers and sisters, there was a couple of things that we didn't finish up on last week or on yesterday with the review. I know it's kind of lengthy, but, hey, we're talking about upgrading to the God kind of love, okay?
To upgrade to the God kind of love, it's going to require us to have an understanding that God's kind of love is not the kind that the world has. Remember that. Mm-hmm. That's important. You can't define this love. Don't be fooled now. You cannot define this love. And anytime you want to, not necessarily debate, but you want to, let's get clarity on it, let me know. Hey, because I'll show you the scriptures, brothers and sisters. God himself said, the only way you're going to know this is that you got to be born in him, okay?
then you're going to know this kind of love. And I realize there's all kind of loves out there. People got all these definitions. All that is of the world. That's world love, but it's not God's love. So the only way you're going to know this love, you got to be a doer of love. And in order to be a doer of love, we're going to have to develop this kind of love. You know, some people talk about developing a relationship. Well, you got to develop this kind of love that we're talking about, being upgraded. I know you have a love, but there's another love. There's another level. There's another gear. There's an upgrade that's awaiting you if you have not experienced this. It's nothing you feel. It's a level of knowledge, of understanding. It's revelation knowledge as well. Okay. And let me clear up one thing from last week, and then we can, well, it's a couple of things. But last week we talked about over in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. It was also in 1 John. But in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, it says, "For God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
Amen. Okay, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Amen. Okay, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7 from the Message Bible on religious, maybe this is 1 Timothy. I'm sorry.
Read it.
Okay. They set themselves up as experts on religious issues, but having the remotest idea of what they're holding forth with such imposing eloquence. And that was 1 Timothy 1 and 7. Okay. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God doesn't want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible. Did I not read the first right one, Pastor? That's 2 Timothy 1 and 7.
2 Timothy 1 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So see, God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Listen, brothers and sisters, God gave us the spirit of love.
Amen.
He didn't give us a spirit to fear to love. See, a lot of people think this scripture is referenced to, oh, you're going through something and you shouldn't be scared. And they build that up as to say, for God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And brothers and sisters, this scripture is true. It's just how you understand it. See?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand the way he says it. That ain't what he gave us. The spirit that we got, you've been born into. Remember, was that 1 John 3? So I'm going to show you what spirit he gave you. Because they asked the question over in 1 John. I want to say it's 1 John in, 3 and 1. And we'll go there right quick. 1 John 3 and 1. Because actually it's answering the question, if you can see it like this. In 1 John 3 and 1, it reads like this. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Amen. Synonymous. What a wonderful love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. Amen.
You see that? The Father put this on us. The world didn't do this. The world don't even have an idea. If you're worldly minded, you won't get this. The only people going to really see this is spiritual minded people. Because see, worldly minded folks, they're going to go and they're going to express love as, maybe in the Greek or maybe in the Hebrew. And then they're going to show you all these definitions. Throw it in the trash. Throw it in the trash. It's useless. If you're trying to define God kind of love, that's useless, okay? The Bible says, what manner of love is this? And I want to answer this question because, you got to understand, this is some marvelous stuff God put in us. This ain't no stuff. Matter of fact, let me tell you a couple of things. Because this love here, brothers and sisters, they can't define what make you die. I haven't read nowhere where you're supposed to die for a stranger. I haven't read that. Mm-hmm. And I'm continuing to do my research. But I'm just saying, as I continue to do my research, I have to put that at the head of the list because Jesus died for a stranger. He died for you. He didn't know you. He was a stranger. The Bible said we were strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. So don't act like you was all there. I don't know how long you prayed. I don't care how many times you prayed. But guess what? God loved you, saved you out of your situation, or I should say out of our situation, out of our condition. Matter of fact, he saved us, and then he turned around and put us in his family, and he calls us the sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And since you got this love in you, he said the world don't know you. He said didn't know him either.
Amen.
That's why I was talking to a sister this morning. I just want, the devil don't know what's in you. When you got the love of God, he wants you to be have what you, he don't like what's in you. He wants you to be upset. He wants you to be miserable. But he don't know you've been purified. He don't know that you're away from it. That's his stuff he want to put on you. So you can be depressed, so you can be stretched out, so you can get your blood pressure off. See, that's what the devil want to do. You got the love of God in you. And because you have that, what's in you is the power of God, because that's the word of God in you. You have that power. When you start speaking that thing, that's the love of God that's in you.
Ooh, say it now. Say that. Amen.
When the word is in you, that means power is in you, because it's a power. Yes. And then he turned around and said, the love of God. And then he says, a sound of man. Yo, ain't nothing wrong with your mind, honey. You straight.
Say it now. Amen.
As I say in Georgia, you scrape. You scrape. Y'all don't know about that. If y'all listen to Mother this year, she gonna tell y'all scrape. But I wanted to finish that up from last week. And I know I still haven't finished up Ephesians 3:14. And we're gonna finish that up. But I just wanted you to know, brothers and sisters, how important it is to begin to develop the God kind of love. See, when you begin to do that, you begin to walk in that. It's the highest spiritual realm there is. Matter of fact, Ephesians 4, I'm going to go there too. Ephesians 5. Let me go there right quick. Ephesians 5, and I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. Out of the King James Version. And It reads like this. And these are, this is going to be our foundational scriptures for the week, these two here. But I wanted to try to finish up what I was explaining to you all about God have given us the spirit of love, not the fear to love. That's what we're supposed to do, not to walk in fear of trying to love someone. And the Bible says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, watch what God does, and then you do it like children who learn proper behavior from their parents. Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to us. Love like that. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, so that's what we're being commanded to do. We're being ordered to love like that. So be ye therefore followers. The word follower means to imitate, mimic, if you will. I remember at one time people was, they had that one glove on. I'll never forget that. Michael Jackson had everybody, Chinese, Mexican, people in Europe, people in America. They was all waving that one glove. They was mimicking him. That's what that meant.
Amen.
Can you imagine if we would all mimic God's love?
All right.
Yeah, see, that's what we have to develop. And you got to start at some point in time. And so hopefully this week we'll get into that, because we have over there. Now, remember 1 John 4? And I think it was, I'm going to say it was 10. 1 John 4, might have been 11. I got to go look it up now. But in 1 John 4 and 11, y'all probably faster than me. My computer decided to do what it wants to do today. But in 1 John 4, and I want to say the 11th verse, reads like this. Because the point I'm trying to make, this is what you just ought to do. That's all. That's all I'm trying to make. He said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another.
Amen. From the Message Bible. My dear friends, if God loves us like this, we certainly ought to love each other. Amen.
Yeah. And read that next verse, Pastor.
No one has seen God ever, but if we love one another, God dwells deeply within us, and his love becomes complete in us. Perfect love. Amen.
That's what he was saying, see, over there. Perfect love casts out all fear. So why? Because that's what's in you. You're not fearful of anything, because the love of God is in you. You're not fearful of anything, period.
Thank you.
You're not fearful of love, you're just not fearful at all, because perfect love, God is in you, and God ain't fearful of anything.
All right.
So let us remember, it's God in us, and for a better way of saying, us in God. So we have to develop that level of knowledge. So when folks come to you with this, I've had to just really share this with a lot of people, because people will come out, the woodwork will come out, they seen God, they lying.
Because
the scripture, you got to believe the word of God or you're not. It said, no man have seen God at any time. Now, how you seen God? How you seen
mm-hmm.
God?
Mm-hmm.
What he look like? What kind of shoes he had on? What did he have on a dress?
All right.
Or did he have on a robe? I mean, I don't know. Did he have on a costume? You since you seen him, tell me. Well, I can't explain. See, that's a lie. That's what Satan just got these folks lying. No man. Nor woman. I'm a woman. No man have seen God at any time. But if you love now, the God kind of love, and love one mm-hmm. another, he said God mm-hmm. dwells in us, and his love perfect in us.
Yes, hallelujah.
And because we're dwelling in him, and he's living in us. So, but a few things we're going to tackle this week, because that's the perfect love that's in us. Because people tell you you can't be perfect, and if God is in you and doing the work, you're perfect.
That's what the word says.
If
y'all
can be perfect, and he didn't have God, you can be perfect, okay? Just probably don't have the knowledge. I'm not saying you, so don't be offended. Because sometimes I've had people get offended because of what I said. Like, I was talking to them personally. I wasn't talking to you. I'm teaching the word of God. Now, if you take it personally, you know what the old folks used to say? I had a preacher say this one time. He said he threw the shoe out there. And the only one hollered was the person that got hit. And he said, a hit dog would holler every time.
Ooh, amen.
I ain't never forgot that. A hit dog, a holler every time. If somebody throws something at you and you didn't get hit, you're not going to holler as loud as the person next to you. You might go, whoop, but the person next to you is going to holler because they got hit. So when the word goes forth and you get hit, just say, thank you, Jesus. Because it had nothing to do with me because I ain't know that. So you can thank God for opening your eyes. So, don't put it on me. But,
All right.
Your love is perfect because of the indwelling of the Spirit. And then I may have to really get into that Spirit thing this week because I want everybody to understand. Because I mean, in the New Testament, it's mentioned over 240 times. So it's worth really digging into. But one area I really want to cover is that, do you believe in love? Remember that 16th verse? Let's read that. Because that's going to be something that we might kind of really get into. I know we're going to do it tomorrow. But that 16th verse says, and we have known and believe the love of God. Have taught us God is love, and he that dwell in love dwell in God, and God in him. Perfect match.
Amen. Yes, amen. From the Message Bible, everyone who confesses that Jesus is God's son participates continuously in an intimate relationship with God. We know it so well. We've embraced it heart and soul, this love that comes from God. Amen.
Now, I don't know what you read, and I'm not sure what you understood that to mean, but I'm going to tell you what it means, brothers and sisters, real plain and simple. It's saying that you have to believe in the God kind of love. That's what they're saying. Believe that God loves us. Do you believe that God loves you? See, that's the only something you got to answer. I can't answer that for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He says that we have known and believed. You got to know this stuff, and you got to believe in love. You got to believe in the God kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get through with all your definitions, you got to go right back and see that everybody born of God is born of love.
Yes. Amen, so amen.
We just wanted to lay the foundation for the week. And anyone like to have anything to say, press 1. Or this is a time that if anybody like to comment on anything, this is the time that we give you right here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But Pastor, like you saying, that is, to me, that is personal. Like you said, we can't answer that question for nobody but ourselves. So when you look at that from the Message Bible, it says, we know it so well, we've embraced it heart and soul, this love that comes from God, and that love that only comes from God. So we have to open up to that. We have to erase all of that worldly love, worldly definition away. We got to ask the Lord to take it away and give us the understanding of his love. And so I'm really enjoying this this word on love, because as you said earlier, you know, we use love for everything. You know, we got away from I like this or I like that. It's I love this and I love that. So it's so important for us to know that there is a difference in the love that we just throw around and then the love that God's love is so different. So I'm really thankful for this lesson. So it'll help me as well. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor. Yeah, brothers and sisters, that's what we say. Hey, people do everything. I mean, they love their dog. They love their car.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to break it all down. See, all that worldly stuff. So get away from that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. See, I ain't arguing with nobody about the definition, how they define love. Yeah, all that's true. Now, let me get to the real deal, the meat and potatoes here. Real love is God's love. You know why? Because God is love, and you can't define that. You don't have a definition for God.
All right, say that.
And you sure God don't have a definition to his love. The closest thing we got is the fruit from the love. In other words, we know what's supposed to come off that tree.
Yeah, yeah.
And hey, if you love, if you part of that love tree, girl, go to Galatians 5, 22, 23. That's going to tell you what you ought to be sharing and what you ought to be producing, because that's what love is. Love is all those things, but it's not limited to that. So don't get that twisted. Don't think that's all it is, because 1 John just told us that love was truth. He told us that love was power. He told us that love is a sound mind. So that's what I'm saying. When you talk about the spirit that God gave us, it wasn't the spirit of fear.
Amen.
And then you do Galatians 5, 22, 23. Then you throw this in there with power and love and of a sound mind. See, all that, that's why it's not limited to.
Thank you.
Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters, I want you to become a member of the family of God, of believers. And so at the end of the day, you got to believe in love. In other words, you got to start acting on this kind of love, the God kind of love.
Yes.
Got to walk
yes.
in it. And he
yes.
says you got to walk in as Christ did.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Okay, if not, hey, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon. We're going to jump right